Welcome to You Think That's Funny with me, Kenya Alon, recorded here at the Lincoln Lodge. Our guest today, you've seen her on Conan, you've seen her on Pause with Sam J, The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. She's got a podcast called I Love My Kid But. Please welcome Megan Cayley. Hi, Megan.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being part of our weird experiment.
Absolutely.
It's not even an experiment. We've done this before. We're
we invented podcasting.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we've heard podcasting.
Yeah, we've got a Bunsen burner and everything in the back. We're just a little bit of charm, a little bit of a personal story. And
there was
you got a deal, baby.
A podcasting sitcom a few years ago where Braff, I think maybe had like 3 or 4 episodes, Zach Braff was creating a podcasting network in his garage. And I was podcasting's over.
So he was pretending to be Mark Maron.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
And this was broadcast. This was probably NBC, but it was on broadcast. I'm starting a podcast. I'm like, oh, no, this is our wings.
Right. Oh my God. If someone could actually accomplish that, in a real way, make that a TV show, that would be insane to see. I would watch that.
Yeah.
If anyone's, with everything that's going on, whatever. If someone can make that happen, you got me. Okay. But no, this is not a show about Zach Braff's attempts at becoming Mark Maron on television.
No.
This is a show called You Think That's Funny, which is also, I always have a tendency to look at the camera.
Oh, yeah? Hello.
Well, yeah, you got
straight
one too.
Down the
yes, exactly.
Hi.
Yes. Don't look at me. Look
you
at the camera.
You do stand up.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
I get so distracted in Los Angeles. I'm sure it's the same here. There's a photographer at every single show.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a show with 2 people, and they're like, well, we're getting you in high def. And
yeah.
And so I can't not
stop.
I've had so many terrible photos taken of me that that's on me and my posture.
Yeah.
But now I'm I will control my own destiny.
Right. It's where I got to control my hands. I'm usually sort of flail. Every photo is I'm flailing.
Yeah.
Just
up in
my face. And I'm keep the passion, you know what I mean? Sort of confined.
Tilt my chin out.
Yeah. Yeah. Anchor it there. Yes. Not in my fingertips.
Friend of the show, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. Usually the guest doesn't say friend of the show, but friend of the show last night, Clark Jones, he was like, do you still go like this? And made a hand gesture. He was like, do you still go like that on your punchlines? I was like, I've never done that, and I didn't know I was doing that. And he was like, oh, you do that.
He's like, you definitely do that. You definitely accent.
I'm like, oh, no.
No, yeah. No, that's... Okay, so switching... Okay, this is also just going to... I mean, that's what a podcast is just sort of ranting
stream
and whatever.
Stream of conscience.
Entirely. But to make my... producers happy. Yes. This podcast is all about things that you find funny or situations you found yourself in where you were maybe LMAO on and other people were WTF.
Yeah.
So you took a little bit of time to sort of think about it when you got here. Was there what off and you were ready to go, which I was surprised. You're quick.
Yeah.
First story or thing off the top of your head?
Yes. So I have a 17-month-old.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, and he goes to daycare now, and I love going to pick him up and drop him off. The teacher said I'm the favorite mom, and then they were of the kids, and I'm like, the kids are babies, so I know you're saying of the staff, and that's actually way more important to me. And I try and have a fun with them, a little kid, and it's the kids are they can walk, but they're just blobs still, so they're walking up to you and being just looking. And so a kid came over the other day, big old head, and I just looked down and was like, oh my god, you have a big head, in front of the main teacher. And she started laughing and then knew she wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
But my son got bit
by the big head kid.
Here's the thing, my son got bit and they won't tell you. They called my husband, and I think my husband probably asked or maybe even didn't, but they basically offer up he was bit. So he got an ouch report, which is
ouch report.
Yeah, some sort of paperwork. They have to. There's got to be paperwork for everything. You know?
No, totally.
There's got to be a trail, and whoever bit him got an incident report. And so we were not even trying to figure it out because we wanted to do anything. Right. Like, it was just like, I just want to know who bit him. Like,
well, right.
Was it a friend? Was it a foe? And so...
Right. Did they give you any sort of breakdown as to how it happened? Or all of a sudden yes. he was just like, ah, and like...
They said our... Because my husband was like, did he instigate it? You know, right, like, yeah. that's our, like, yeah. initial, like, was he asking for it? Right. And they were like, no, he was just, like, going down the slide and the other kid wanted on the slide. And so they bit him because that's their way of communication right now. Mm-hmm. They don't have the skills to say, like, my turn or
excuse me.
Yeah, it's just
right.
my son is slapping me in the face all the time.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's yeah. how they get their point across. So he got yeah. bit and, like, marks on his arm for, like, mm-hmm. a week. And so no. I went in and I wasn't really even upset, but I was like, I am going to start interrogating the babies. I'm like, if they won't tell me, then I'm going to get to the bottom of it myself.
As the baby's favorite mom.
As the baby's
number
mom.
One mom here in the group, they can handle it.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm going in and being like, Brittany, did you bite Conrad? To like a child that cannot speak. And I was getting a kick out of it. Like mm-hmm. each day I was like asking a new kid. I started asking the teachers.
Right.
I'm like, Miss Nuri, did you bite Conrad? Like, I'm polling everybody. And then I'm like, this would be like such a fun murder mystery. Not, right. You know, like biting mm-hmm. mystery. No one else liked it. They did not want me interrogating the toddlers.
Like, this is what the paperwork is for.
They did not want me interrogating the staff. But like, it got to the point where I was like, Juan, did you bite Conrad? And they were like, very close. Like, it was like, I was like looking at the teeth pattern right. to be like, okay, it's someone that has at least four teeth up top, and a lot right. of these fuckers have
right.
two.
Right.
Barely. You know, little jack-o'-lantern teeth. So I still haven't figured it out, but I was giving myself like, I was knocking myself out with fun,
mm-hmm.
interrogating the toddlers in my son's class.
Who cannot, they cannot talk.
They have not said that I'm the favorite mom since I was doing this bit by myself.
Yeah, that ended.
Does that qualify?
Oh, I think entirely. Okay. I think that's hilarious.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're going to be wholly unserious with an ouch report, like what do you expect me to do? It's like, I don't know this child's name, and maybe it's fair. I don't know if that causes fights amongst
yeah,
parents.
I think that's what it is. They don't want us going directly going to the parents and being like, what the this reminds me of a different NBC show, The Slap.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Did that have two seasons?
No, I think one.
Right.
No, maybe it did. I don't even know
they
how
might
you
get have
past
tried
the
to
pilot.
Get some right
because it's like slap. Right. Okay, they slapped him.
Right.
So now,
but
what's
a parent
next?
Slapped, but a kid slapped. I don't even think I actually
a parent
slapped another person's child.
Yes.
Okay.
I think not for sure.
Right.
And I believe it was one of those shows that was like successful across the pond, maybe
right.
even
it was,
the ocean, Australia.
Yeah.
That we took. Like, yeah. The slap wasn't even an original
right.
thought.
They were like, wow, they love it.
We got to reboot
that
it.
Little, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. We got to bring it back over here. The yeah. Americans will love it. I know it's always funny to just like see them try concepts like other places.
Yeah.
And sometimes it works, you know, i.e. The Office.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I don't know that there's been any other ones.
Yeah, I don't really even love, like, the Love Island reboot.
Yeah, the USA one is, like, they just let them swear, like,
yeah,
on Peacock, and that's about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the British one, they're, like, I don't know. They have, like, more of, like, a wink and sense of humor about themselves. Mm-hmm. And here, it's just, like, hot people. For some reason, hot people over there can be, like, funny.
Have personality.
And hot people over here cannot.
No, we don't want them to. We want them to just be hot.
Yeah.
We have very specific lanes here in America.
And I'm like, are they not hungry in the UK? Because I always think they're not funny because they're hungry.
Right.
And it's like, you can't be funny when you're hungry because you're just mad.
Right.
But there, I'm like, well, they got flat stomachs and big old titties.
Right.
And they're having some banta.
Right.
So it's like, what are they? Are they just getting all the food sucked out? They're eating and then
right. they're,
colonics
well,
constantly?
Well, they're constantly talking. Toasties, cheese toasties.
Yeah.
I'm constantly saying that to myself. I think it's a grilled cheese. I still don't fully. Or just toast
yeah.
with
cheese melted on
melted
it.
Cheese melted on top?
Yeah. I think that is. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Well, you know when people, they're like, I've been in Europe for 2 weeks and I lost 8 pounds eating
right.
ice cream. So I'm like, maybe their toast just is more natural.
Yeah, I think it's just less crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the preservatives that make the hot people here less funny.
Salt
That's
it.
What it is. Yep. We did it. We did it. Now, U.S. Love Island U.S. is coming back with a vengeance. You know what I mean?
I saw like a couple that won the first season in like a CBS waiting room. And I was like there for a meeting with two other people. One of them, very important, now since passed away. Rest in peace. And I go up to this couple. I watched maybe like two episodes, but I'd like known they won. Yeah. I went up to them. I go, I am so happy for you guys. I'm really rooting for you. And then we like went back and the important person goes, who the fuck are they? And I'm like, these losers. You don't even need to be concerned. God. I was like, I don't even know why I cared to tell them I knew who they were. No, it may have just been like they were hot. And I was like, I'll talk to them.
Right. No, I mean, I have that moment. To be honest with you, I ran into, I think this guy was on The Sopranos. I don't know. Okay. He's in a lot of stuff, but he was at my job. He was at my place of work, whatever, sort of hanging out. And it's like one of those things where you like recognize someone and then you just like try to not keep looking at them. And then I was just like, okay, now I'm just going to play it off like I don't give a fuck about who you are. This is like an older, like...
character actor.
White, yeah, like white character actor. And I was just like, okay, like you do your thing. Like, because I also heard like two other people go up to him and say something. And I was like, well, I'm not saying anything now. Yep. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't know who you are. I was just stoned and you happen to catch my gaze. You know what I mean? Like I'm working, whatever. I know there is always that thing. It's like trying to be like the cool...
Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
How's it going? I don't know.
I ignored Vince Vaughn once.
That's okay. That's epic.
Because we went up to a, we went up to like a semi-successful, not even that successful comedian who was with who we did know. Mm-hmm. We were like, hi. And then Vince was like, hi. And we were like, hi.
Hey.
Nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
It felt pretty good.
No, that, oh my God, that's amazing. That's truly amazing. No, sorry. I'm just thinking about, I'm going back to what you're talking about with your son being bit and the ouch reports and like the 18-month-year-olds. No, I just spent the summer nannying an 18-month-year-old.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, I'm just going to give it a try. You know what I mean? I'm 33. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is kids going to be a thing? All of that. So I was like, I just set out to like find a job
Could
be around a 6-year-old and 18-month-old. And then I just ended up with the 18-month-old. And I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. But like, but the like, there's just sort of like grabbing at the boobs and like,
just
especially with boys, it's like, okay, so this is what it is. Like, this is, it just doesn't go away. It's just you just sort of like pawing at people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I want. And it's
slapping
like,
me. Right. He was probably breastfed.
Yes.
My son was breastfed by me. and he pulls, he like, now, yeah, he's doing this thing now where he pulls open my shirt and just looks down.
Right.
And he's not breastfed anymore. He did it yesterday in front of my parents.
Just like a comfort.
He like pulled open my shirt, looked down, and my dad goes, he's a gaily. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm his mom. He's looking at his mom's tits.
Right.
So that's a thing our family does?
Right. Yeah, no.
Cool.
Right. You're like, okay, dad. Like, I'm glad you're proud of him. You know what I mean? They like fist bump. It's like, totally. You're like,
my deflated tits that he deflated?
Right.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, winning.
He'll like tweak my nipples, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he's fascinated with them. And I'm like, dog, these kept you alive.
Right.
Like,
does it come from that?
I don't know.
Having such a relationship to them?
Yeah, I don't know. He rips at his penis all the time, too. Like, it's really crazy. I'm like, I'm like, that has to hurt. And he's stone faced, just like,
no, that's wild. Yeah, no, I used to teach tennis to like kids, to like youngsters. And it's just funny watching kids figure out their bodies.
Yeah.
And then, and also just learning, then like learning the words for the body parts. And then just feeling the need to scream them. Because I was like 15 or 16. And so I'm like, I have no control. I'm like, if your son's going to yell penis every time, like, that's hilarious.
I'm not getting paid enough to tell him not to do
that. I'm sorry we didn't like, you know, master serving today. Like, he was cracking up the whole class. Okay. And I didn't do my job of stopping it. But yeah, but no, okay, another, do you have another quick story
this one
for
is like,
us?
This one is probably really fits the criteria, because I'm going to be like, I know it's not funny, but it. This past week, a Real Housewife of Orange County was Shannon Bedore.
Oh, yeah.
Was arrested for a DUI.
Oh, that's what it was.
She was arrested for a DUI, and there's footage of it. And you hear, DUIs are not funny. I do not support drinking and driving.
Me
she
neither.
Was arrested for a DUI. The footage comes out, and it is so funny.
Wait, is it like Luann? Like,
well,
like,
it's crazier because it's not her getting arrested. It's footage from the accident of her driving. And so you hear like the, I think like TMZ or Daily Mail, Page Six, one of them like came out with an article. And then maybe 12, 24 hours later, they were like, guess what? a Ring camera caught the accident. And so she's in Newport Beach, which it's like, I don't know if you hit someone in Newport Beach. Kind of sounds like a victimless crime to me. Really terrible place. You guys are like, what? Horrible place. California? We got some bad places. No. So she like takes a turn really, really fast, runs directly into a house.
Yeah.
You see, like she's like, and then she drives off, goes, parks on another street. Her dog was in the car. She gets the dog out and then she just pretends she was walking her dog in the neighborhood. And the police came and they were like, ma'am, we clearly know. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did she live anywhere near there?
She was at her boyfriend's house.
Oh,
and
John?
They were fighting. John. She was at John Jansen's house. And she had Archie in the car. God. And Shannon has like famously dragged this other housewife, Gina, because she got a DUI.
Yes.
She
called the lawyer to save her from her kids, from her kids getting taken. Yes.
And so now all the memes are like justice for Archie, the dog. And so it really is, you know, the pot calling the kettle blonde.
Right.
Because it's just these two like weird Orange County women fighting over like whose DUI was
worse.
And it's all bad, but like the memes have been so funny. Like it'll be like Shannon leaving happy hour and then it's like footage from Too Fast, Too Furious. I'm like, I know it's bad. I know I should have been laughing. Right. I'm so happy she didn't hurt anyone.
Yes,
I'm so happy like she didn't hurt Archie, the dog.
Right.
But go look it up.
No, I saw a quick snippet of it earlier today, like when I was whatever at home, and I was like, wait, what happened? And then I just didn't deep dive. But I literally spent all of yesterday like watching Real Housewives of OC and then selling OC. And,
oh,
like,
selling
the
OC.
The combination of the people, it's just like, yeah, it's insane. But
selling OC is good.
No, it is.
Their clothes. I'm like, where do they buy these insane dresses that they wear to open houses?
I know. They're fat. The fashions, I'm like, they're designer. It's like, it cost me $1,000. And I'm like, for what? You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, it's
for
like
what?
A string?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. I love them all in their new faces. I just love them. Oh, they're all dim. Selling OC is peak comedy.
Yes.
Like it's one of those things where it's like, this is obviously not supposed to be funny.
No.
But is really, really funny.
No, but it's well, yeah, just the horniness of it all.
Oh my gosh!
Because like they're because that's their vibe. It's just like horny vibe.
We're
it's just like that one like really rich guy who was married to Britney Snow or whatever,
Tyler?
Right? Who everyone just wants to hop on, and I'm like, I get he's tall. I get he's tall and he's got money.
Tall and his dad has money. But
right?
It's like okay.
Right, but what else?
That's a dime a dozen in Orange County, right? And he was like married to an actress.
Yeah, so they think.
Alex Hall. There's four women named Alex.
I know.
Oh my
that's
God.
The
I'm
crazy
Alex.
Part.
I'm Alex. Well, I'm Alexandra. Well,
right.
I'm Alexandra.
Right.
It's Arrested Development. Like it's like four women named Alex, all with big old hooters, trying to sell houses.
Right.
This is too good to be true.
With no real explanation or like as to their background as to how they actually just that like the twins, those two tiny twins, saw potential in them. Whatever that means.
So the twins.
Whatever that means.
I was like binging some episode of Selling Sunset when right after I had my baby and my mom was there, and every time one of the twins would come on screen she would start laughing. <I'm> like, just visually, and she'd be like, they're not in charge. And I'm like, no, that like the two of them, stack them on top, they're in charge.
Right, stack them on top, put a trench coat on them.
They are, and it is, I get, but it's like, and my mom is like a kind, lovely woman.
No,
you know, it was like a
sure.
hospice nurse. She sees an Oppenheim and she cannot keep it.
You know that TikTok trend where like you'll take your baby and put it on your shoulders and then make it look like a human?
Yes.
They could do that. They could just do that themselves, but I guess that's just putting two. It's just
they
a
don't
trench coat.
Know.
That's just a trench coat.
They
situation.
Have zero humor about themselves.
Oh, entirely.
I passed there. Well, and then it was like I was getting so confused during Oppenheimer when that I was like, wait, are they Oppenheimer or are they Oppenheim? Like, did they invent the atomic bomb? No, they invented big old Hooters selling real estate.
Yeah.
I pass their office like a couple times a week because I have to go near there to record my podcast.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's this like luxurious, pretty office. It's like in West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, the Bird Streets. Uh-huh. And you pass it and they've got like really blackout glass and then they have printout Like, print out, someone went to Kinko's and printed out a bunch of pieces of paper that just say in like 32 font, like, do not stand next to these windows. Like, it's like, you guys are the losers. Let us look in. We want to see Chriselle.
Right. Right, exactly. What do you think? Why would you be where you are? Go into hiding. But I guess, but yeah, I know every time I'm in LA, the last few times I've been in LA, I've been like, I'm going past, I'm like, I'm going to do it. And then I never do. I'm like, never mind. It's fine.
It's
I don't
far.
Need to see. Right.
It's
There's
really
no
far.
Point. There's
but it
no
is
point.
On Sunset. So I'm like, okay.
Right.
I did a show for a bunch of realtors that work for the agency.
Oh, really?
Mauricio Umansky's company,
who is
separated from Kyle Richards, who's a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now. Everyone
and now
turned
he's
this off
Dancing with
20
a star.
Minutes ago.
No.
yes, he's crossing the picket line to do Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
So I did a show that was for, and all the agency realtors, we're talking high net worth. Like,
yeah.
2 million, not even, probably 4 million up, because 2 million in LA gets you like nothing at this point. And so it's this really, really like chic hotel packed with high end realtors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a benefit show for unhoused people.
No.
And I'm like, the irony here.
No, what was and it? Homeless, they, homeless, not toothless? Toothless,
yes, not toothless, not homeless. Homeless, not toothless.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, that's crazy. It's like just, that's like, well, that was like when Oprah and The Rock were like asking for money for Maui or whatever. And everyone's like, don't you collectively have the money that you're asking for us?
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. But you know, that's a matter for Bernie Sanders or somebody else. It's not for me.
We and can't solve that.
Yeah, no, we're out. We stick to DUIs and...
But not even solving them. Just being like, they're bad, but we will laugh.
Yeah, DUIs and late in life lesbians. That's what we're here for. No, one of the last questions we like to ask on this podcast, because you know we've been doing it for so long, is there something that everyone finds funny and you're just like, that is not. You're like, that's just not for me. Like, everyone's like, this is hilarious. It doesn't have to be. I mean, if you want to name them, you're like, let
there's
me name
definitely
five people.
Shows. There's definitely male comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of like, oh, I mean, I Meet the Parents stresses me out. I find it to be so stressful. And I'm like, they should not be treating that man like that.
Right.
Like, that is fucked up.
No,
he should leave.
It's really, no.
Fuck
yeah.
her. He should not marry her.
No.
Like, Owen Wilson, you're an asshole.
Right.
Like, the whole movie, I'm like, stand up for yourself. Why are they doing this to you? Get out of there. This should not be your family. It, like,
right.
makes me angry.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this isn't okay.
No, when they turn the baby against him, too, like, later down the road. And then honestly, what it should have been was just like just his parents. When it's Justin Hoffman and Barbara Streisand in
the
like
Fockers,
Meet the Fockers.
I've never even been able to finish that because I'm so distraught over Meet the Parents.
By Robert De Niro just grilling.
And her. I'm like, why are you allowing this?
Right,
don't you love
this okay?
man?
Yeah.
Also, I think being a nurse, male, female, and you are doing incredible work.
Entirely. Yeah.
So.
It was not a movie that did not age well.
Not for me.
If we all want to go back and rewatch, I think that's something
people
we should
love
do.
It. And I'm like, mm-mm, no.
Yeah, no. It's funny that you brought that up because I almost watched it the other day, like as like my nighttime movie, and I was like, I'm good. I was like, never mind.
Yeah.
Well, no, Megan, thank you for doing this like this. Thanks for letting us try this out, and we'll edit this part out. But you're here tonight. You've been at the Lincoln Lodge last. Well, we've done two nights here at the Lincoln Lodge. This is your second night here. This is we're in the month of September. Just so everybody
today's
of 2023. Oh, it is the equinox, isn't it?
I heard it on the radio, so I don't know. That's where I get all my news.
But you're here for one more night. We're excited to have you. Anything else you got coming up that you want to throw out there and
when
let
does
the
this
people
come
know?
Out?
In the next week or so.
Okay. Yeah, you can listen to my podcast, I Love My Kid Butt, where myself and then two other very funny comedians, Chris Garcia and Kurt Braunholler, they're dads, we complain about being parents.
Nice.
You know, no advice, no like, wasn't this part beautiful? Just like, this sucks. We fully know we went into this.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's beautiful, but overall, we're spending a lot of money and getting shit on a lot.
I feel that. So note it. Okay, note to self. Okay, that's another thing. Another factor
listen
to take
to the
in.
Pod and
oh,
decide.
Yeah. No,
and
yeah, decide. Yeah. Now after my summer of a baby, now I'll listen to the pod.
Well, and the thing is, summer of your baby, you were getting paid.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
not getting
true.
Paid. I'm actually paying.
No, yeah,
to
you're,
do this.
Yeah, you're losing money on.
Oh, that. I'm losing a lot of money. I'm losing a lot. I'm losing a Birkin bag a year.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I love him.
He's worth it. He's worth the bag.
I didn't say that, but I love it.
Megan, thank you so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I love your freckles.
Oh, thank you so much. One more to the camera just so everyone can see. This has been You Think That's Funny with me, Kenya Lon, here at the Lincoln Lodge. We'll see you next time, guys. Bye.